The idea does not decay, as it would if it were ignored. But the action of holding an idea in place truly is a decision you make, in the same way that the physicists hold a particle in place by deciding to continue to observe it. Can Newton's laws be broken? Why do Newton's laws work so well if he was wrong about the fundamental layers of physical reality? Newton's laws describe a middle level of reality between the very small and the very large. At the very small quantum level, we must contend with fundamental quantum uncertainty. At the levels of organization that we normally observe, our bodies and other objects contain staggering numbers of packets of matter and energy. In that case, the approximations that Newton's laws describe can be relied on. Hence, if you drop this book, you can be sure it will fall to the floor. However, if we continue on to a very high level of organization in interstellar space, relativity theory takes over and dispenses with Newton's certainties again, though in different ways. For example, a triangle between stars might not add up to 180 degrees because space and time warp. What we must decide in each case is how much certainty we need and for what purpose. Can the adult human brain change? For many years, neuroscientists believed that the adult human brain was essentially finished. It did not and could not change, any more than a billiard ball could, and individual neurons did not regenerate. According to the classical view, in such a fixed system, certain mental programs were simply run over and over. Individual decisions did not affect the functioning of the system, but were rather a delusion created by the functioning of the system. In recent years, however, neuroscientists have discovered that the adult brain is actually very plastic. As we will see, if neural circuits receive a great deal of traffic, they will grow. If they receive little traffic, they will remain the same or shrink. The amount of traffic our neural circuits receive depends, for the most part, on what we choose to pay attention to. Not only can we make decisions by focusing on one idea rather than another, but we can change the patterns of neurons in our brains by doing so consistently. Again, that has been demonstrated by experts and is even used in psychiatric treatments for obsessive-compulsive disorder. So what happens in our brains when we make a decision? According to the model created by H. Stapp and J. M. Schwartz, which is based on the von Neumann interpretation of quantum physics, conscious effort causes a pattern of neural activity that becomes a template for action.